Chevrolet. Trevor, can you talk us through the crazy race out there, you know, finishing second?
Yeah, so our race wasn't too crazy. We were able to play a strategy there to ride and take care of our truck. Since we're not in the playoffs there, we're not worried about stage points. We knew there'd be some early wrecks, so we kind of rode in the back for the first two stages. At the stage break for the third stage, we knew we were going to try to go and just kind of get on the back of some of those Chevrolets and pit together. And after the pit cycle, we found ourselves there in the top 10 and right where we wanted to be. So 15 to go, I told the guys, all right, we got to start making some runs and see what we can do. I've never driven a truck at a super speedway race before, so I had a learning curve on how to side draft, how to move around, what lane carried momentum. It's similar to a cup car, but a little bit different. So 15 to go, I started playing around with it, cost myself a few spots, but built some confidence in where to go. There at the end of the race, we had some great help, and we're able to work up through the middle there, the top at first, then get to the middle, caution comes out, and restart on the bottom. So kind of panicked, didn't know where we were going to go. Went to the top once it opened up and got some more help. So we were glad to be leading down the backstretch, and looks like we lost by 6 thousandths of a second. So I just need the yellow button clicker to be a little faster. He's going to have to work on his reaction time.
All right, well, we are going to take some questions here for you from the media. As a friendly reminder, if you do have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. We are going to kick things off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Trevor, did you think you had won when the caution came out, or what were you thinking when you saw the caution? Did you think you were ahead of Rafael or not?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, it just depended on where the light came on, and I knew that game is always tough to guess. So I tried not to get too excited, but I thought there was a shot. I mean, we led the whole backstretch, so I knew if, you know, the wreck happened behind us and they were instant on it, that we won. And if not, if they were a little delayed, then, you know, we were probably second. Really, I didn't want to be leading through 3 and 4 if we were coming to the checkered off of the dog leg there. A lot of times you can make that run too early, get to the lead, and they side draft you and you're done. So I was in the right position to win the race at the start-finish line. I feel like if we could have packed air on him on the door in 3 and 4, got that big momentum off 4, we could have cleared him and won the race. So put ourselves in the best spot we could to win the race. Really proud of this team, really thankful for the opportunity. 5-6 weeks ago, I thought I may never run another NASCAR race. So to have a shot to come here and win, to be competitive at Bristol, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm really thankful to be back.
And, I mean, have you seen a replay yet or anything of when the caution came out, and do you care to?
Oh, if it changes anything, I'd love to. If it doesn't, you know, I haven't seen it yet, haven't watched it, but definitely, you know, I looked at just the margin of victory. And if I don't know if you've ever got a stopwatch out on your phone and seen how fast you can click start, stop, it's about a tenth of a second. So 6 thousandths is definitely, that's hard to chew, but, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, I never want to be the guy that finishes second and he's mad about it, but we really wanted to win this thing and give ourselves all the shots in the world to do it. So thankful for that.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Marty Sakala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you, Marissa. Trevor, congratulations on a great run in your truck today. Do you think that this run could possibly lead to a few more rides next year in any of the series, whether it be full-time or part-time?
You know, it's definitely something I'm working on here in the truck series. I've really enjoyed my time here so far. It hasn't gone the smoothest, but we've been fast when the truck's going. And, you know, like I said, I'm thankful that Al Neese and Cody Efall called me to come and do this and try to get their team back on the rails. They did a great job last year with Ross Chastain and contended for a championship. And so I wanted to have the right opportunity. Driving race cars and finishing 20th isn't that fun. So if you have a shot to win a race and run up front, then it's a great opportunity. And that's what they've given me. So we'll see what happens for next year. As far as this year, I am going to finish out the rest of the races in the 45. So pretty excited about that and ready to keep working on this to build some momentum for this team.
All right. Thank you very much, Trevor. Appreciate it.
All right, Trevor, I'm actually going to read you a question here from Casey Campbell. I'm kind of going off of how you just answered, but do you think you would want to return to racing full time one day?
I would love to. I never wanted to be done racing. Like I said, at Bristol, it's just about opportunity and funding and all those things. So, you know, I didn't want to go out kicking and screaming. So I got to work, started a business and opened Mahalo Coffee Roasters in Knoxville, Tennessee. And we've enjoyed that. We've enjoyed our family time, but it's still in my blood. I mean, when this all came up, I was in the middle of building a race car to go race again for fun. So if I can do it as a job again, and if you can call it a job, now that I've worked in the real world, I don't know that you can, but, you know, coming back and racing is a blast. If I could do it for full time, competitively, run for championships, I would love to do that.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Luis Torres. Go ahead, Luis.
Hey, Trevor. I'd ask you about getting a top five, but I already asked you that at Bristol. But when it comes to playing race, well, of course, before the disqualification and all of that jazz, but before this race, I had to think in my mindset that what has been so special about those plate races that has bode you well ever since from the very beginning? And now with this strong result, what does it tell you? And how much has it changed in that time period? Because you came in that two-car tandem era, but now you're in a different style of plate racing.
It is. And the trucks play to that tandem style where you can push and bump draft. And that's what we were talking about on the way in here. You can push each other. And so, you know, you can bump and lock on. And if I didn't have help there at the end, I would have been by myself and we'd have dropped back. So without help, you're not going anywhere. It is that way in the Cup Series, but you can't really push like you can in these trucks. This is very much like the old Cup cars were if there wasn't the rule where you can't lock on. So I think this is very similar to that style. Really enjoy it. The difference in plate racing and the reason I feel like we've run well here is it's about being smart. You put yourself in a good position. It's not about raw speed like a mile and a half or a short track where you go out and if you've got the fastest lap times, you got a shot to win. It's about having a clean race, no errors, no mistakes on pit road, no speeding. Having a good strategy, pitting at the right times, and then, you know, being smart as a driver with your runs and having people trust in you. Without people trusting in you, you're not going anywhere.
Thank you, Trevor.
All right, we'll take our next question from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Trevor, you've always been very open about your faith, and I imagine that being out of racing at 29, it's still a fairly young age, was a very stressful experience for you. How has your belief in God gotten you through that phase of your life? And now that you are back in NASCAR and almost had the opportunity to win this race today, do you feel like it's vindicated your faith once again?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely times that are challenging and times when it's easy. And walking through something like that, you know, my wife and I spent a ton of time praying through it to make sure that we were in all the right places where the Lord wanted us. And we've always said we'll be willing and faithful. Just tell us where to go, what to do. And sometimes, you know, it's not going to be this loud thing of go do this. It's more of, you know, you take a step and then pray through it. If you have peace about it, you go do that. And that's kind of where we've been these last couple of years. It's like, Lord, we don't understand. Like, this does not make sense. I'm 29 years old, kind of headed toward the peak of what I feel like could be my career in your 30s. And he pulled us out of it. And I really feel like it's given me a ton of perspective, made me really grateful to be here. If you pulled me straight out of the 6 Cup car and threw me in a truck, I might be ungrateful and not appreciative for runs like this. But even at Richmond and Darlington, when our trucks were broke, I still tried to enjoy every lap. And that's the perspective I want to bring back. You know, I want to come back just thankful to be here, but hungry to win and to run well. So I think the Lord's kind of given us that. But racing in this world can become everything for you. It can be every single thing that you think about, everything you do, and sometimes to a fault where it's not healthy. And I think he's given us a lot of perspective and kind of put racing in its proper place for us. And that's made it more fun. And we've been just as competitive.
Thanks, Trevor. Good to see you running like this again.
Thank you.
Jordan Bianchi, did you have a question?
I'm good. He answered it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Trevor, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on a great run, and we'll see you at Kansas.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.